Kia ora, everyone. Kia ora. I welcome you to Evening Prayer for Thursday night. This evening, our focus is the places where we live and the people who live there. Yes, the people we know, but also those people we see around us, but who we don't know. So now, let us gather as a community of faith, and let us quieten our minds as we approach God in prayer. Can you take a moment to picture in your minds the city, town, or small community where you live? There, God dwells among the people. God makes his home among us, and we shall be God's people. God is the beginning and the end, and is making the whole creation new. So let us pray together. In humility and faith, we come before you, Holy God, and say, this is who we are. We are the people who long for the new heaven and the new earth, but who cannot always take the first steps towards it. We are those who love the places where we live, but we acknowledge that we participate in patterns of life that are not life-giving. Gracious God, forgive us. We are people who commit ourselves to building a community which reflects your gospel, but we so often betray that hope and fail each other. We are those who sometimes see the vision for your people, but we are weak and fall short of the dream. Gracious God, forgive us. Amen. Remember, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. In faith, lay down the burden of this day and enter this night in peace. I would like to read to you now some words that affirm our faith. In desert and forest, mountain and water, we see the signs that God is with us. In grass that grows in cities of concrete and farmers' paddocks, we see the signs that God is with us. In the faces of people whom God so loves, we see the signs that God is with us. In our brokenness, there is the hope of wholeness. In our emptiness, there is the hope of fullness. In our deaths lies the hope of resurrection life. This is the word in Christ to us. The flame of the Holy Spirit lives in this place and travels with us. Amen. Tonight, our reading from the Psalms is Psalm 46. God is our place of safety. He gives us strength. He is always there to help us in times of trouble. The earth may fall apart, the mountains may fall into the middle of the sea, but we will not be afraid. The waters of the sea may roar and foam, the mountains may shake when the waters rise, but we will not be afraid. God's blessings are like a river. They fill the city of God with joy. That city is the holy place where the Most High God lives. Because God is there, the city will not fall. God will help it at the beginning of the day. Nations are in disorder. Kingdoms fall. God speaks, and the people of the earth melt in fear. The Lord who rules over all is with us. The God of Jacob is like a fort to us. Come and see what the Lord has done. See the places he has destroyed on the earth. He makes wars stop from one end of the earth to the other. He breaks every bow. He snaps every spear. He burns every shield with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be honored among the nations. I will be honored in the earth. The Lord who rules over all is with us. the God of Jacob, is like a fort to us. Amen. Now is the time to pause this podcast and read the Bible reading set for today. You might like to take some time focusing on what strikes you most about that passage and consider what teaching or message God may want you to hear. When you are ready, we will pray for our local communities. Let us pray. God of love, the hope of all who call on you, hear our prayers for all your people. We pray today for the forgotten and unwanted people of our community, people for whom daily life is a struggle, and those that find no joy in life, for the homeless, and for those without friends or family to care for them. We pray for all who suffer, for those who are hurt in body, heart, mind, or spirit, or who suffer from anxiety, pain, or despair. And in this silence, we pray for the people who come to our mind at this time. God of all, we give you thanks for all who sustain us with their love and care. We pray for children and the families in which they live, for those with whom we work and play. We pray for our family and friends. Again, in this time of silence, we pray for people who come to mind at this time. Generous God, we pray for people whose employment is uncertain and those with financial difficulties. We ask that people who can help them will be empowered to do so and that there will be enough opportunities and finance for all. We pray for immigrants and people new to our communities, asking that they will find a place to call home. We pray for those in the police force, for judges, prison officials, prison chaplains, probation officers, and for those who work for victims. May they have wisdom and understanding to balance freedom and justice for all. We pray for those who teach others, for all involved in the aspects of education. May they have wisdom, integrity, and a commitment to share all that is good and true. We also pray for those who are taught, for children and young people, for those just beginning school and those now planning their future, for those studying away from home, or for those still trying to use all they have been taught. We pray for artists and musicians and those whose talents entertain, inform, and inspire us. We pray for tradespeople and professionals, health workers and carers, pastors and counselors, and all whose work improves our lives and the lives of those around us. May we be grateful for the work that they do. And lastly, we pray that our communities will be places where all people are respected, differences are understood, and everyone's contributions valued. A place where all people's needs are met. And so now let us say together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, and please use whatever version you know best. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. This brings us to the end of our time together, and I'm so grateful that you have joined in this time of praise and prayer. As we leave this place, remember, God is a God who takes infinite risks with people like us. So be people of faith, hope, and love. Take these things to the places where you live. And remember, God goes with you. Amen.